Today's bill of the Flatus Show features Isaiah, Cinderblocks, Jodie Foster, and Swans. All of this and more. The Flatus Show, starring Kenty and Jose. Welcome to the Flatus Show. Tab for my diet.
Testy. 1, 2, 3. Okay. I have my camera. I have my I have everything here. Everything. I tell you, I have my wires. I'm going to take a walk. Today is Sunday. We're going to talk about whatever on the podcast. It's going to be a walk. Okay, let's see here. I'll tell you what's going on. Jose is looking at me like, come on, prolapse. I shouldn't call him prolapse. That's actually using a word by somebody else.
Right, honey? Jose?
Okay. Okay, you lie down. Lie down. Liggins-y. Liggins-y on the sofa.
Got my wallet.
Yeah. Okay. There's the dog across the street. Hi, dog. Actually, it's a next door neighbor. Not across the street. I want to put my gloves on. It's very sunny. It's very warm, and I'm going to take my walk. So anyway, welcome to the Flatus Show. I'm Kenty, your host. Jose is not with me today. He's at home taking a nap. And, well, you heard him. He was whining. I didn't want to bring him. I'm going to put my button up my coat. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Bum, ba, da, bum, bum. Eat an apple every day. Do, 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 do. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Beware of hornets' tails, ooh, ooh. Blum, 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 ooh, ooh. Rum, bum, bum, ooh, ooh. I forget the lyrics, but I once knew them. Hold on. It's this wire.
Okay. So it's not that.
What's the problem here, Mary? Okay. I'm all wired up. I look like I don't know what I look like. So anyway, welcome to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at www.theflatusshow.com. It's my website. Now, when you go to that website now, you're going to see a picture of me and it says The Flatus Show. And there's a recorder. And I use the different holes in the recorder to take you to navigate the various parts of my podcast, like whatever. I always thought it was kind of, well, I liked it. I liked the design, but I really wanted it to fit within the screen instead of having to scroll down. So that, you know, that's a little bit of annoyance. Having the scroll. So I want to design a web page where the main page is all in one. It's like fits within the screen and it's easier to navigate, see everything that's available. So, as you know, my Flatus Show listeners, my loyal Flatus Show listeners, probably sound like I'm walking on a highway.
So,
I'm talking to myself. People are looking at me. But that's okay. There's an old woman. Hi, old woman.
So, yeah. The new improved website I'm working on. And I had got the idea. I got kicked in the ass, basically, to start working on this. Because I've been thinking about it for a while. By Jeff in L.A. I'm not sure if he listens to my show. If you do, Jeff. Hi, Jeff in L.A. Thank you. You know what I just did when I said, hi, Jeff in L.A.? I moved up my arms and I waved. And the people are looking at me like, hi. So, yeah, I mean, Jeff in L.A. He's another listener of a podcast I listen to, which is a real community, the Two Guys, One Brain podcast. You can see their show at twoguysonebrain.com. They're prolific. They're already up to like 192 podcasts. They've been podcasting since, I don't know, July or August of 2005. Shortly before I started. And that's a great podcast. It's two guys with one brain. I know, it sounds like a 1950s horror movie. But it's really the stories from the jail. They work for the county jail. And so you hear all the different stories that go on amongst policemen and jailers and cops and whatever you want to call them. And the criminals, or the incarcerated. And you wouldn't believe the amount of poop that they have to clean up, you know? They make the job sound so appealing, you know? It's funny. Funny anybody would want to work in a jail when you hear this. But they're personable people, both of them, Andy and Randy, and easy to listen to. So, go over to their podcast. Where am I? There's a more discombobulated here. I'm walking Straits Mouth Way. I'm up the Straits Mouth Way. So, yeah, my website. So, Jeff in L.A., he emailed me and said, hey, wouldn't it be great if you could have this flash site? And he showed me this theater flash site. It was like you... for theater related. And I might be getting the order of the emails mixed up, but anyway, eventually he sent me this link. It was $62, which is a really good price. I mean, for what? It was really beautiful. But alas, my host does not support flash, like the disco ball, flash, pork. That's from a Luciano Berio piece called Recital 1 for Kathy. And that Kathy is with a C. And that Kathy is Kathy Barbarian. Mezzo-soprano par excellence. Unfortunately dead. I think she died of an aneurysm. She was, I don't know, she was even 50 when she died. Sad. I miss Kathy Barbarian. I didn't know her personally, but I knew her from her music, from her performances. So, anyway, so, where am I? So, yeah, there's this flash theater thing, right? And I'm thinking, well, that's cool, you know. So, it's $62, I don't have flash. So, Jeff sent me, wonderful Jeff in L.A., found some images of theaters, like inside theaters that he thought I'd like to use. And it got me thinking. Yeah, I said to myself, Jeff in L.A. is such a sweetheart for finding all these things. And really nice to do that. But I love them. But I wanted to
have... Hi, how you doing? I wanted to have a... something unique. So I had a vision. Much like the early prophets of the Old Testament. By the way, I'm up to Isaiah. And, Counselor! Ba-da-da! The Prince of Peace! The Everlasting Father! The... Whatever. Do-do-do-do. That's from Isaiah. Counselor! Magistrate! I don't know. I'm making that part up. So, that's Handel's Messiah. Composed in the 18th century. So where am I? Back to Jeff in LA and the theater. So yeah, I wanted to have a theater image, unique theater image. So I had a vision. That's right, like the early prophets of the Old Testament. And my vision said, Kenty, build the theater, and you will. They will come. So I said yes. And so I built a miniature theater. Now, I'm not complete yet, but I'm almost done. So I got some balsa wood and some felt, some gold paint, and I built the theater. And I sent Jeff the image of the almost completed theater, just a shell. But he didn't understand what I was getting at. He said, what is this for, puppets? So Jeff in LA, just wait, you'll see. This is all coming, right? What I want to do. So I have this theater, and I have a very particular idea of what I want. And I want it to be an empty stage, you know, no production going on. So the back wall is a, you know, those concrete walls. You ever see them? Not concrete. What is it? There's... Oh, what kind of bricks are they? They're like gray, big bricks. Cinder block wall. You know, you ever seen them? You ever see a theater? And the back wall, all the way in the back, is brick or cinder block. In my case, it's going to be cinder block, because I think gray goes better than red. With the motif I have in plan. So anyway, I made the stage floor out of balsa wood. And I painted it yellow ochre. And on the sides, the proscenium arch, I used balsa wood and I put detail in there. And, good morning. And put... People are so unfriendly here. So, yeah. I put the... Yeah, detail. Like molding, right? And then above the proscenium arch, I have the balsa wood, and I'm going to put... I made little comedy and tragedy masks, which I'm going to paint gold. And I'm going to put them at the top of the theater. So, and I have curtains, too, from felt on the sides. And I also built... Not really built, assembled. A little tiny flat. A flat... is a in theater. Not that I'm the biggest expert in theater, but I can tell you this. When you're building sets on a stage, the walls are made with flats. Can be. And a flat is nothing more than a wood frame with muslin stretched over it and painted. So I made a tiny one to lie on the back of the stage. So it looks like, you know, I'd like to have a little ladder too. And on the back wall, where the brick is, or not the brick, the cinder blocks, I will put a little exit sign there. So I also built is too strong of a word. Crafted. It's more like crafting. It's like doll furniture. I made a little tiny microphone and stand, the cord, So my idea is to assemble various images on the stage related to the show, whereupon you will click and it will take you to the places you want to go on my webpage. So there will be an image of Jose sitting on the stage, and there will be an image of a ukulele sitting on the stage, and the microphone stand, that will be the podcast. There's the flat in the back. I mean, there's all these different images I will have. Not all of them will be clickable links. Here. Good morning. Not all of them will be clickable, but they'll be there. You can look at them and marvel at them. So that's what I want to do. Now, I had an idea, is that it could roll over. I could have a rollover so that when you roll the mouse over, the mouse pointer or whatever it's called, over the image, something will pop up to tell you what it is. You roll over the microphone stand, the microphone, and it says podcast. Something like that. So I don't know how difficult that is to do. That's something I'd like to have done. Little thing that pops up that says where to go, where you're going. And then as soon as you roll off of it, ruff, there's a dog. It looks like Sandy, Annie's dog. Hi, Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. I would have brought my ukulele, but I have gloves on. I'm carrying too much stuff anyway. So that's it about the website. Last week, I had a call out for listeners, whoever. Clearly, I guess you have to listen if you want to. You have to know about it, right? Somehow. You have to know about it. Maybe I should put an ad out in Variety calling for acts for my vaudeville theater, which doesn't have a name yet. But I want to name the theater that you see when you come to the Flatus Show, because that's the theater where the Flatus Show plays continually, year in and year out, week after week, bringing you the best in variety entertainment. And I mean variety. We're not afraid to talk about controversial subjects. We're not afraid to be silly. We're not afraid to be maudlin. It's variety. The only thing that I can't really show you is like the somersaults I can do and the acrobatics, you know? Like when I jump out the window of the house into a bucket. You can't see that. But it happens. But just think of it in your mind. So, yeah, that's the vaudeville act. So, today's show is going to be different. I mean, I was planning a show. I had it all planned out. And there's a runner. Very cute runner. Now, I need to lose weight. That's why I'm doing the walk today. Not that, like, walking once a year will make you lose weight. But I need to get the exercise. I feel a lot better. I was sort of depressed. I sort of get depressed sometimes after I've created something. It happens. I'm getting hot. I'm gonna unbutton my coat. I get depressed. Oh, here comes the Hell's Angels. Not really the Hell's Angels. They probably come from Essex County. They think they're the Hell's Angels. Anyway, where was I? After I create something, And not so much the podcast. Though, occasionally, if I put a lot of energy into something, and I concentrate and work on it, then after I'm done, I get depressed. I don't understand. I don't know why. Just like it's almost like I've put so much of myself into the creation that I just need to, you know, just lie down and go to bed for 3 weeks. Of course, I'm not going to lie down and go to bed for 3 weeks. It's not that severe, but I'm giving you an analogy. So, I was depressed. And then we had guests last night, so I was like, after I created this theater, you know, built it, spent all day with my stapler, my paint, my balsa wood, we had guests, which is fine, you know, to have guests. But I was depressed, but it was, you know, it was fun. I had fun. But sometimes you just don't want to do stuff, though you have to. It's what is called nutting up. Which is a phrase I learned from Randy and Andy from the Two Guys, One Brain podcast. Nut up. Which is sort of sexist in a way, because it implies that it's the testicles, which are mainly a male phenomena. Males are the ones that will pull up their panties or whatever, pull up their sleeves to do the work. So maybe I should, you know, alternately say I'm going to ovary up, which will mean the same thing. Or I could just say gonad up, because I think the ovaries are considered gonads as well, except they're a little higher in the body. And in the body. And they pop out eggs instead of sperm. And not quite so regularly as the testicles produce sperm, which is quite often. I was learning this the other day. There was a woman, I read this. The veracity of it is untested. So take it with a grain of salt. But it could be true. There was a woman who had AIDS. She had hepatitis. She was 30, 40 or whatever. Drug addict. So she came to the hospital and they're treating her. And the doctor's like, this woman should be dead. She was homeless, you know. Every strike you could have against somebody, the worst possible chances of survival, this woman is surviving. Of course she's sick, but she should be dead, okay? So, like, what is going on with this woman's body? Like, you know, and then she would, like, you know, cure, like, not cure, but she would be well enough to go back on the streets, you know, occasionally. So they did a blood test, and they found these cells in her body. Millions of them. And they weren't her genetic code. And they're thinking, what's going on here? You know, and I don't know how they decided to test for this code or whatever. The genetic code. So she had all these unusual cells in her body. They were each different. Here they find out that women who get pregnant have an added bonus. The baby growing in the mother's body, the fetus, gives the mother these cells, and they are like stem cells. And they help the mother to heal from colds and whatever, whatever's happening to the mother. It helps preserve the mother. And so the more times a woman is pregnant, the more of these cells accumulate, because each fetus, each pregnancy, results in giving the mother these cells. We find out that the woman was a prostitute, and she had gotten pregnant many times, had children, had abortions, so it wasn't like she was getting pregnant and having abortions all the time. But she was, you know, homeless. She probably had a few miscarriages. Because it doesn't make a difference, right? Once you're fertilized, once the woman is fertilized, the fetus, the blastocyte, whatever, gives the mother these cells. So this woman had multiple pregnancies in her life, and that was the result, this healing. So there's a, you know, there's a benefit for women to become pregnant, the cells that will help them. So it's, what the hell is that? Just walked by something. Oh, it's a big house. Maybe it's there. It's there. I don't know. Alarm system. Christ almighty. Yeah. Hello. So where was I? Yeah, the woman with the blastocytes. So anyway, that helps women survive, you know. Probably it's evolutionary. Because the survival of the fetus depends on the survival of the mother. You know? Survival of the mother does not depend on the survival of the fetus. So it's sort of a gift that the fetus gives its mother beforehand, saying, okay, this is good faith. I'm putting this in good faith. Going to give you these cells because there's a chance you're going to give birth to me, and I'll need you to take care of me for 18 years. Sometimes longer. Though I don't have children, I've heard these stories. So, let's see. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So I was reading the other day quotes by different people. And one quote was Hitler. Now, I can't really quote it exactly, but the effect is that, you know, I should have the quote to read to you. Maybe I'll insert it, but I'm too lazy to look at my recording equipment to see what time this is. So I think I've been walking for half hour or so. So I'll look at it about a half hour. Why you'd be interested in me talking about this, I don't know. Since this is really only for myself, so I'll probably cut it out. I'm just wasting tape time. So, anyway, Hitler's quote was to the effect of this. Regardless of whether you destroy this Nazi thought, this ideology, is that we are going to take over your children. So your children will do what we want. It's like the future. The children of the future will see Nazism as the only way of living. Isn't that scary? You know? So, but you know, at the same time, it's true. I mean, but it doesn't necessarily mean Nazis are going to take over the future. But what we believe, let's talk about America, freedom, and what we think of as America. I'm going to cover this. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I don't want the wind to blow over the wind. The ween in the tree. That's Nell. Jodie Foster's best film. I love Jodie Foster. So anyway, We have ideas of what. Hi, how you doing? That local townie probably doesn't even... I've never walked down here before. They don't know me. I'm in another part of town.
What's going on? That's a homosexual talking about Jodie Foster and Nazis?
Actually, it would be like... Mother! There's a fudge packer on the street. Don't like fudge packers. They'd be pecking fudge. Mother. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Pepperidge Farm remembers when fudge packers were executed. Oh, those were the days, Mother. Oh my God, there's a... Oh, I thought it was a spider. It was a piece of fluff. It was right in front of my face. I thought it was coming down from the trees. It scared me. Fudge packer, Mother, going to Boston today to see the fudge packer parade. So, anyways, I'm looking at the ocean right now. I should take a picture of it and put it up. Can you hear me? I don't want the wind to blow on my mic. So I'm shielding it with my scarf. So, yeah. So, anyway, we talk about America. We talk about freedom and the right to bear arms and all that crap, okay? However, you know, America has only been around for 200 years. Who knows what our offspring are going to do, you know? What brings us into relief is this, is that we have the Republican Party now, which is like... You know, I'm not a new Republican, I'll call them. But they've taken over the Republican Party, whoever these people are. And I'm not even going to say they're Christian right. Because I don't believe it is. It has changed. The youth have changed it. Now, you look at somebody like Gerald Ford, who recently died. I like Gerald Ford, you know. He did what he had to do. He was fair. He was bipartisan. He said something. One of his quotes was like, I should know the quote, but I don't have it right here written down, but something like, me and a Democratic colleague could have a debate on the floor of Congress and really support each other, but not get personal, you know. Truly support what we each believe and debate it. And then afterwards go out and have lunch and shoot the shit and talk about football or whatever. That's what's missing today. So it's sort of like today, politics is like a football game where the people are cheerleaders and that's all they care about is cheerleading. They don't care about ideas, you know? So I'm wondering where... It's not even children today, but where we're heading, where their children are heading, you know, like how we see the world, I think it's a big thing, you know, it's our worldview. And I don't know, I just don't know, but you know what, I'll be dead. And I know that, you know, so this is just the time, this bit of freedom we have here. This beaches and this property of this ownership and this democracy is all but a breath. That's all it is. It's insignificant. 200 years. We'll talk about America. I mean, America has changed in 200 years. Okay? 200 years changed. Do you think our forefathers, do you think anybody would have foreseen America to be what it is today? You know? Too much focus on certain things. There's no civility left in the world, or that's the way it appears. Maybe there was never civility. Who knows? But, you know, I was reading, well, this is you know, Isaiah again. I think it's 14. Isaiah 14, where they talk about the death of the king of Babylon. He's down there with all the other kings, dead. You know? Person, apparently, this king was horrible. Did horrible things. But he's dead. So, you know, it's sort of like we'll read Ecclesiastes and Proverbs. It's the other one, Psalms. Gives you a good idea of the scope of the universe. That's where the Bible supports the idea of the infinite and the possibility that the earth is more than 6,000 years old. Read it. It even talks about how man is like an animal. Actually is an animal. Hi, how you doing? So supports evolution. I'm sure there's some of my born-again listeners are, you know, killing themselves over that one. No! No to evolution! Kirk Cameron and his crew. Oh, what's this? Looks like a horse's hoof. And it says number 8 on it. Hi. Somebody just waved at me. So, hear the ocean? I'll be quiet for a moment.
Isn't that nice?
Oops, sorry. So, yeah, eternity. We're just a drop in the ocean. A drop in the fucking ocean, man. So you're probably thinking, well, that's why you're depressed, Kenty. But I'm not. It's sort of comforting. I'm not responsible for the future. I may be responsible for... I'm only responsible for what I do. Basically. I'm only accountable to myself. And that's, you know, kind of lonely, but at the same time, you know, I don't have to be responsible for other people. You know? I'm hot, I'm gonna take my hat off. Man. What the hell's that? That's a duck. I'm gonna go down here. See if the ducks come. A swan. I wonder what this thing is. It looks like a horse hoof. It says number 8 on it. Maybe it's for a tiny horse. I'm an 8. I just threw it into the water. Up here they all come. They think I have food.
Hold on.
Listen to them. Can you hear that? Can you hear me now? I'm trying to... The water. I'm right here at the water. And it's very windy. I mean, it's just here at this little pond. You know, before... I mean, 20 feet on the road, there's no wind. And... The swans are looking at me like they're going to eat me. Feed me or eat me. Yeah, the little duck. Quack, 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 quack. They're the winter ducks. I see, what are those green-headed ducks? There's males and females. They're all paired up. They're all paired up. What the hell are they called? I know those ducks, too. And look, they're actually interesting to look at so up close. Very close. I mean, I'm at the foot of the water. They're 5 feet away from me. There's a brood of lesbian ducks. Because they're all females in their own little pontoon. And then you have this other society of male and female ducks. Now, let me see if any homosexual clicks. Male homosexuals. Let's see here. Oh, I don't know. Those three over there look like they're having a menage a trois. with the swan. I guess the swan is like Big Daddy. And the swan is right here looking at me. Please feed me. And the swan has drops of water on its neck, on the snow white fur. That's not fur. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Feathers. So I'm gonna go back here. Go back up here to the ocean side. That is, you see, I'm right here and there's no wind. Amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So just here for a moment. Just here for a moment. Just one moment in time. You know, in the Old Testament, when you're dead, you're dead. You're in the ground. However, the thing is, that's your body is dead, I guess, because at the same time, that's the prevailing attitude. There are instances which indicate that some people believe that your spirit survived after you died. Case in point, the Witch of Endor, who Saul went to talk to find out where, I don't know, David was hiding or whatever. I don't know why he went there, but he shouldn't have. But the Witch of Endor was able to call up Samuel. And, you know, they say, it's in the Bible, it's like, oh yeah, that was Samuel. It looked like Samuel, you know, Samuel told him the news. Better watch out, Saul. You're going to be dead. Saul dead? Y'all gonna be dead. That's from, that little quote is from something that my partner John heard after my partner was in college and Martin Luther King had just been assassinated and him and some friends were riding through Boston and the Negroes were rising up. I say that with, what is it, irony, okay? Humor. So they're writing and everybody's upset, you know, Martin Luther King's dead. So there's this like hope, there's this on the commons, there was this a protest started, you know, so people were on the, I'm going to take my gloves off. Protest started and John was driving there, John and his friends were riding by, I think they had a convertible. They were driving by, and this one guy says, looks at them, these honkies, Martin Luther King dead? Y'all gonna be dead.
You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at 206-339-JOSE, or you can reach me at Kenty@theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.